What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from ABC's The Rookie, my boy Eric Winter. What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Good to see you. Congratulations on the show. You know, well, you know, we're friends. We've established that. And this is one of the few shows that I watch actually when it comes out. Not exactly when it comes out, because I don't like to wait for commercials.
So you just lied.
So But later on, like with the DVR on Hulu, you can check it out.
For sure.
You just lied to a TV cop.
I did not lie to a TV cop. I did not lie. Now, the funny thing is, for those not familiar with the show, it's about, well, why don't you explain?
Well, okay, the show is, it centers on Nathan Fillion's character, who is the oldest rookie, one of the oldest rookies ever to join LAPD.
It's a true story.
True story. So it starts with following his journey, but it's really a true ensemble about the life on and off duty for these LAPD officers. There are three of us that are training officers and three that are rookies. We have a watch commander as well, but it's that interaction, what it's like to grow up, but start in the academy and expand in your career.
And my wife and I, this is one of our couples watch shows because she has her individual shows, like her Housewives. I've got mine, like my Game of Thrones, Billions, what have you. And this is a couples watch. That's a big deal, just so you know. As a friend, we started out like, okay, we're going to support our friend. And they're like, you know what? We like it.
We're at dinner.
They're like, what's the scoop? So what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. But what I was going to say earlier is the funny thing is Winter plays like this really hard-ass cop, tough guy, so not like he is in real life. I mean that in the nicest sense, because you're a nice guy.
No, he's just a really nice guy.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, Winter's an actor. He's a good actor. Who knew? Who knew? But you're having fun on there?
Having a blast, man. We just wrapped the season Monday night. I closed shop. I was working to the very end. Had our wrap party last night, and now just hoping and waiting for ABC to give us that season two pickup.
Yeah, I mean, it's been getting a lot of great response, good buzz, and you guys are in a good time slot, so hopefully we'll keep it moving forward there. Now, coincidentally, I happen to appear... Wait, when is this?
In tonight's episode.
In tonight's, okay, got it. Yeah. Now, coincidentally, I happen to appear in tonight's episode. Why don't you tell our listeners what they're going to see?
Oh, you're going to see Mario at his best Mario trying to get out of a traffic ticket.
Are you playing yourself again?
I'm playing myself again. We've already established. By the way, I don't know if you know this.
Not only that, I think he's playing a real life scenario he's lived.
Many times. You're exactly right. But prior to that, we realized that I played myself in, what was it, like 10 different TV shows?
It's probably 10 or 11 things.
I think 10 or 11 different TV shows. I played Mario. I have a career playing Mario Lopez outside of playing Mario Lopez.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah. At this point, I think you've played yourself more than you've played fictional characters.
Right. I like playing myself. But this was a somewhat sort of shady version of myself. So the truest form of myself that is coming. But we shouldn't give too much away. But it is a real life scenario that I'll have to talk about the next day on the air when it happens.
Will he get arrested or not? Tune in and find out.
Oh, great. Yeah, exactly. We'll tease it with that. That actually is a good teaser. But when we shot the scene, it was pouring rain here in LA, which has been pouring rain for like the longest time. And you just got to adjust accordingly, right?
Yeah, no, it was on the fly. And what was cool is that the scene just happened to also be written to be with my character and my rookie. So that's made it very special for me to be able to shoot with you. It's one thing to get you on the show, but to be able to do the scene with you and be the cop that has to interact with you was awesome. And yeah, you showed up on the fly and pouring crazy rain.
Yeah.
No, we had cover over the car a bit, but couldn't really avoid torrential pour.
It's a pretty funny moment. Yeah. So hopefully you'll check it out. What can you tease us with about the season finale?
With the season finale? Oh, I mean, there's so much coming just even leading up to the season finale, but the season finale is one that you, everything's on the line. There's a lot of twists and turns, some life-threatening situations.
Do we get questions answered, or are you going to leave us with a cliffhanger?
There is a massive cliffhanger at the very end.
Will Mario ever get out of jail?
Yeah, that is the cliffhanger.
Will he post bail? Exactly. Ooh, I'm fired up.
Yeah, no, the cliffhanger is, I mean, the ending is... It's epic. Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's
good.
Big.
Good.
It's a big mic drop.
So I'm not going to ask you because I actually don't want to know. We like discovering it our own.
But your episodes also is like a big mid season for us episode. You're in one of the biggest episodes that we have all season.
There's rumors incredible. That my particular episode happens to be the best. Yeah. This year. Whispers of an Emmy performance. I mean, I don't know. Aside from that, man, I wanted to ask you about this. I forgot to ask you last time, but I know you recently filmed an episode of Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah.
So who was on your team?
Wow, that was fun. So it was Roz and I, my mom, one of her cousins, and then one of my cousins. And we played against the Boris Kodjo and Nicole Parker, his wife, and their family.
Was there some sort of affiliation there, or was it just randomly?
No, just randomly paired up. That was the two families sort of going against each other. And I tell you what, man, it is the most nerve-wracking thing when you have like 300 audience members and you got these questions that are so basic.
Right. They get
and
to
you're
like,
there,
ah.
And you're like, ah, and you hit the button. You're like, ah, I got to say this really quick. And we were... We did really great out the gate, but you know, you can steal in that. And that's what's hard is you have eight things you have to answer. And even though you're given good answers, you got to think of what America is going to select on that question.
Yeah.
So we were doing great. And then they'd take a steal and it was just back and forth. It was
hopefully it ends better in Mario's
it's
episode.
Competitive.
It's very competitive.
Now, if you're not familiar with Eric's wife, but when he said Roz, Rosalind Sanchez, is his wife, who coincidentally also stars in an ABC show that's coming up this summer, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, June 17th, Grand Hotel.
That worked out, man. Both you guys on the same network. Both you guys shooting in LA.
No, we're living the dream right now as actors, being able to be in LA. And, you know, the fact that we're on the same network, again, funny enough, we did Lifetime shows at the same time as well when I was doing Witches of Eastend and she was doing Devious Maids.
That's
which
funny.
Was weird. We've worked
two
series, the same networks.
Look at that. God smiling on you. Yeah, speaking of two, you're on your second child.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Little Dylan, how old is he now?
16 months.
16 months, man.
It's unbelievable.
So it's fun, isn't it? One of each?
It's fun. And yeah, experiencing one of each is really cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And I saw your little girl, Sabella. She's really into tennis. Why is that? Are you into tennis? Or?
No, I've always loved tennis. Loved it. And yeah. In junior high, I started to play a little bit. It was never my sport, but I got really obsessed with it one year in particular. And I've always followed it. I love women's tennis and I've been a big fan. And when she was like 2.5, started introducing her to it as something I thought that would be fun for her.
Yeah.
And we just this last weekend went for the first time to Indian Wells. I've never seen a professional tennis match, you know, live, and to take her out there and share that with her and go watch. And Monica Puig was playing. So, you know, the biggest Puerto Rican player in the circuit.
Right.
So we got to go to her match. And, funny enough, her coaches are these guys, the Bryan brothers in here, but their cousins are the actual Bryan brothers doubles players.
Got it.
So we got to see them, their cousins play. It was awesome.
Nice, nice. And what about your son? What do you want to get him into? Tennis as well?
I want to get him out there in tennis. I want to see how he does with all, I mean, I love sports, you know, so it's like, I want to try everything and get out there and see what he sticks with.
That was cute. You posted the other day. He looked like he was
he's like,
flexing or upset about
or gets
something.
Mad.
Yeah. It's the 15th anniversary of your iconic Curious commercial with Britney.
Is it really?
Yes. Yes. Wow. What do you remember about that?
Oh, so much to remember.
it was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can,
you know, that was a cool gig. I made some great friends on that. Dave Myers directed it, who's a phenomenal, you know, music video director and still jamming. And I just remember getting that job, and this is Britney, you know, at her peak at that time, was just boom, you know, catapulted first fragrance for her. And that commercial, I remember getting it and her brother saying that he actually cast me in it, because when it came down to like whoever was left in the pick, he was like, I'm bigger than that, dude. Let's cast him.
Oh, how nice.
That's how simple it was. He's like, let's go with him. I'm buffer than him.
He ain't gonna step.
So
that's funny.
I got the gig and I was like, thanks, dude. That's great, man. I appreciate it.
Fond memory, man.
We had a good shoot. She was great and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, she is.
I can't believe
it's
been that long.
Yeah, we got an old player. All right, before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Daughter's favorite song.
Right now, George Michael.
George Michael?
Yeah.
Old school?
Enough, she always has her jitterbug.
Wake me up before you go-go.
Wake me up before you go-go.
That's
she
good jam.
That
That's good jam. My kids like the throwbacks too.
She
all right.
That song right now.
Show you have to watch with your wife.
The one that we just watched was You on Netflix.
Right.
Told you about that one.
Yeah. She said, we've been getting a couple of strong
every time someone gives that answer, I think they're talking about you specifically. And then I remember it's a show.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
7 p.m. on NBC.
Three times
together,
in the last 2 weeks.
By the way, that should be a point. All-time favorite TV cop.
All-time? Chips. Ponch.
What I did.
Really?
All right. Best wig, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What would you want for your final meal? You're going to the electric chair.
Tacos.
Tacos. See, because winner down with Raza, dude. I was like, he's right. Not Pacoima.
La Puente.
La Puente. That's La Puente in you. I like it.
But it would be tacos.
Yeah. Good man. Good man. Well, listen, you can watch The Rookie tonight and every Tuesday night on ABC. You can follow him on Instagram at EBWinner. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. On with Mario Lopez.